Hey, can you come here for a minute? Come on, don't be shy. It's about time we have a proper conversation. We're alone at the house, your father's working late, and your sister's in choir. Come on, sit on the bed. We can't have a conversation when you're towering over me like that. Sit down. Look, I know these past couple of months have been confusing. I mean, even for me, it all seems kind of rushed. Your mother's unfortunate passing, my marriage with your father. It all just happened so fast. You and your sister were thrown into this impossible situation, and since you came back from college and mourned for your mother, we haven't had the chance to talk and really, get to know each other and establish a healthy relationship. So I want to make amends. Your mother just adored you, small fry. She went on and on about you. I just couldn't shut her up. And your father tells me you're a bright young man. As such, you're poised to manage the company at some point in the future, and it might be sooner than you think. I've convinced him to set up a job for you. You're going to be the head of the sales department. Ta-da! Yes, I know it's a big step, but the company needs you there. Your father needs you there. Especially since Mr. Zimmerman overdosed in his yacht, and the job is just vacant. You'll start tomorrow. Isn't that exciting? Oh, you aren't happy? Why the long face? Oh, you think it's too big of a step? Well, your father's going to support you every step of the way. I imagined you'd react this way, and I thought you might have some doubts. So, I came up with a plan to keep you focused and successful. You see this? This neat little metal apparatus here is an excellent tool for concentration. Can you guess where it goes and what it does? Come on, this isn't a torture device. I'm a trained nurse, remember? I swore the Hippocratic Oath or whatever, and I'm your stepmother. I'd never do anything to seriously hurt you. This is totally professional. It's totally a medical procedure. You see, young men such as yourself are always bursting with energy and vigor. So it's important to keep certain urges, certain proclivities, in check, especially for someone like you who's going to race up the corporate ladder. Do you imagine yourself sitting in a board meeting and all you're thinking about is jerking your cock in the bathroom when it's over? And not about the graphs and the numbers. No. We cannot allow this to happen. So come on, take off your pants. Boxers too. Be quick about it. Every moment you're not chased means your chances for success diminish. Oh, you're huge. Much more than your father. Why didn't I marry you? Kidding. Jeez, baby, lighten up. I'm sorry. It won't happen again. That's it. All locked up in the key. I'll carry it with me 24/7. Right here on my neck. I promise you, it's safe with me. Didn't your parents teach you it's rude to stare at cleavage? At first, it might be difficult. You'll be thinking, craving, yearning for that release, and your cock might be painfully strained in that awful cage. But in just a few weeks, you'll get used to it and focus on filling your wallet so I could drain it and your cock. Listen, bud, I want you to be successful. I need you to be successful. How else am I going to pay the gardeners, the pool boys, the maids, my vacations? That's right. You're going to the office every day, 8 a.m. sharp. You wouldn't dare to be late. You'll sell and schmooze and suck up to any client in need of sucking up, even if it means coming in on Saturdays. Hell, even if it literally means sucking cocks, you'll be driven and focused, and all you'll think about is making every cent for me, your wonderful stepmother. When each month's payday comes, if I'm happy, you'll get a reward and get to come too. Maybe. You heard me. You'll get to see this body over you,
writhing, oh, and squirming and
fucking your thirsty, throbbing cock. You get to feel my wet, tight cunt riding your shaft. You get to suck these perfect, pert nipples while we're at it. Isn't that worth working your ass off? Speaking of which, this is what's coming for you if I'm not happy when payday comes. Every last inch of these rigid glass, fist-wide 12 inches, will grind your prostate into a mush. Usually, when I do it to men, like your father, their cum just pools up on the sheets, rope after thick rope. Such a delectable sight, I'll admit. But when I'm displeased with your paycheck, you'll stay locked up. You'll feel every nerve ending in your body writhing in pleasure, but you'll be denied of your climax. And depending on my mood, I might spank your ass red, use less lube, or just forget where I put the bottle. If you even try to put up a fight, if you think about telling anyone about your condition, or if you start drinking or doing drugs or wasting your, my money in strip clubs or gadgets or luxuries without my approval, I'll flush the key down the toilet. Oh, don't feel bad. In fact, this might be an excellent chance for some motivation to cheer you up. Sit your ass in the chair, right there, in front of the bed. Don't you dare look away, or I'll delay your release for another month. You need to hear how I sound when I come. If you haven't already heard those sweet sounds through the walls when I fuck your father, you need to see my pussy spread and dripping. Oh. Oh. It gets me so wet, you know. Just thinking about the money you're going to earn for me. Remember, son. Oh, I own you. I own your cock. Oh, I own every cent you make. And you're going to be on your best fucking behavior. You're gonna sell if you wanna come. If you wanna feel this cunt around your cock. Oh. Wow. By the looks of it, you certainly liked what you saw. I hope that got the message across. You're mine. And if you'll be a good boy, I might just fuck you on a pile of cash. Won't that be fun? Now pick up your pants and run along to your room. You have a big day tomorrow. Try and have a good night's sleep. Good night, son.